Oh, that was faster than I had anticipated, and I'm not sure everybody's back yet. We are still waiting on, there's Dr. Cornwall. Okay, Josh and Josh. Okay, I believe everybody is back. We are recording again at 12:52.
Brian, are you back? Are you on it by any chance? Okay.
Dr. Cornwall, we need to I need to ask Mr. Harris with respect to the vote on the go into executive session. You're muted, Mr. Harris.
Sorry about that. Yeah, it's my understanding that there were a couple members, even though we had enough quorum participate, we had a couple members that weren't asked if they wanted to. And I think just for clarification on the record, if we can go back to those two individuals.
Mr. Greer, would you have voted to go into executive session?
I kind of feel bullied now. But I guess I'll vote yes.
Okay. And Dr. Bastillo?
Well, only if Josh shows us his lambs afterwards, yes.
Okay.
And then we'll make sure that the minutes reflect kind of the funkiness of the process.
So do you want me to not include Mr. Greer and Dr. Bustillo in the original, and then after the return, note that they had voted yes?
Correct, yeah. And Monica, I can go over that with you.
Okay, I will note that. Thank you.
You bet. Thank you.
Do you need to take roll call?
Yes, I do need to take roll call. Thank you. Apologies. Dr. Cornwall?
Yes, here.
Dr. King?
Yes, here.
Dr. Bizio?
Here.
Mr. Greer?
Here.
Mr. Leone?
Here.
Mr. Barton? Mr. Barton, you're muted.
I yelled out here. I was here. I was just muted.
All are present. Thank you. Dr. Cornwall, the meeting's yours.
Okay, so we were able to have a discussion about medical imaging. I don't know that we need to make any motion because we can't really take an action. But I would urge that the Arizona Physical Therapy Association continue to explore this as a possible change in the statute or rules. And the Federation probably would be able to help them with that, because I'm sure Arizona is not the only state that's considering something like this. And then they can bring it back if they need clarification. But I think we ought to politely decline the offer to make a decision and have a position. Mr. Harris, is that sufficient, or we need to do something different?
No, I think, again, it's not agendized for action. So, you know, I think, you know, kind of the formal statement that you made, as long as there's no other comments from other board members.
Okay. Are there any other comments?
No.
Okay. All right. So then we'll move on to the next agenda item. We're on to, looks like G for financials. Without Michael, there might, you know, we need Michael to kind of ask all those questions. Great. Are there any questions about the financials? Hearing none, then I will move on to licenses and certifications. That's really for your your information. We don't need to do anything. But if you've got questions, staff will probably be able to help you with that. And next item would be 11, future agenda items. Are there any future agenda items that we haven't already done that we'd like to put on a future meeting?
No, Mr. Harris, I don't want to run afoul of the open meeting law. I do want to show the board my lambs. Could I do that during the meeting, or should I do that after adjournment? I know it's not agendized for that.
Yes. What I would suggest is we adjourn and then allow me to log off. And then whatever happens, I'm not aware of.
Okay. We won't discuss any board business, I promise.
I appreciate that.
Okay. Do I have a motion for adjournment?
I'm going to adjourn.
Second.
All right. Who made the actual motion?
I think I did, Mr.
Okay.
Josh started first.
And who was the second?
Karen.
Karen was the second. All right. Any discussion about adjournment? Let's call the question.
It's been moved and seconded to adjourn the meeting. Dr. Cornwell?
Yes.
Dr. King?
Yes.
Dr. Castillo?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Mr. Leone?
Yes.
Mr. Barton?
Yes.
The meeting is adjourned at 12:58 p.m. and we are stopping the recording at the same time. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.